For much of written history, world events followed charted routes. Oracles and seers mapped out the future in the stars above, and their prophecies always gave a reliable view of the ages to come. Until a god died a century ago. No one saw that coming, and now, the old prophecies are failing. Oracles go mad, and seers desperately try to account for the loss of the future. While some cry out that the world is at an end, they've been doing so for 100 years now, and the world is still here. It's just unclear where things are going. The future of Galarian is open, ready to receive the triumphs and failures of a new generation of heroes. Welcome to Rise of the Runelords. When we left off, we had all just reconvened. After walks with birds and scouted the lower levels a little bit, and a few of you had gone scouting on this level. Barmy has decided to go exploring on his own and is currently trapped in the anti-gravity room.
It's not exploring. I'm 5 feet away. Maybe 10.
But you're small.
I'm not exploring on my own. I'm literally within adult supervision range.
I believe we ended right as Barmy realized he was not able to get out of the room on his own.
This is a bit awkward. That's not up.
I'm approximately 16 feet tall. Could I reach him with an arm?
Yeah.
But that's not funny.
I'll step over and kind of unceremoniously just pull him down and throw him here. Well, more of a toss than a throw.
Thank you.
Oh, jeez.
That's appropriate. I'll just land. Like, I won't even try to land on my feet. I'll just... Yeah. See, I knew that room was funky. I didn't know it worked like that.
Subject to gravity. It's interesting.
So you can fly in there?
I wouldn't call it that.
Are you feeling seasick?
I'm debating how long I want to wait to get this bird out of my sack.
Is that a euphemism?
I don't even know what that means right now.
Well, I believe there is some sort of magical preservation aura thing in the room, so...
Not according to those maggots I had to scoop up before I ran into them. I will unceremoniously dump out the sack at the top of the stairwell that we don't want to go back down.
Now, what have we learned?
I'm still not as dumb as the others who went off by themselves. Because I fucked up. I had a save person right there.
Well, I've learned that Barmy needs to go first.
I guess so. I only half like that plan.
Yeah, only a small issue.
I do believe we just got a debriefer from Wax about what was downstairs. Did we have a debrief from Marcus where he wandered off to?
No, because he rejoined the conversation while still being invisible with Walks with Birds.
Okay, so we don't even know you're there yet. Okay, cool.
No, you've heard him talk. You just can't see him right now because he hasn't cancelled invisibility.
Yeah, well, some of us also hear voices in our head in this group, so that doesn't really mean anything. Just hearing your voice doesn't mean you're there. Marana.
Those voices aren't in her head. You can hear them too.
Yeah, that doesn't make it any better.
No, but it makes your face look funny.
Anyway, digressions aside.
You know, being in a room where I get sucked to the middle really puts things... Why are we still down here?
Why did you walk in that room in the first place?
So same reason everybody else went everybody else's different directions, but without thinking.
I disagree.
Because I had a moment of stupid. To be fair, I kind of wanted to know how the gravity worked, how things worked in that room. Just because. Something you have to experience.
Ah, so more of a child's curiosity. Understood.
But can you move in that room, or do you just float there and get stuck? Or can you move, like, swim?
It pulled me directly to the middle.
Uh-oh.
See, I was thinking I could run in, jump, bounce off the wall, and come back. No, that's not how it works.
No. No, that place has its own gravity.
It has invisible ooze problems. You go right to the middle.
The same thing did happen with the member of our party the last time we were down here. I was interested to see who would be the first one this time.
Oh, it's top of your list, right?
Actually, yes.
I'm actually not surprised it was you, Barmy.
At least we understand ourselves.
So, we've learned something more today than we knew before.
Talking about the crazy shit down below trying to get out?
Yeah. Do we think that's...
Yeah, this whole place is new to me.
Yeah, this place is also dangerous.
Is that something we need to handle or just leave it?
I don't want to go back down there. You can kind of see the thousand-yard stare and walks with Bird's face.
Like, how long do you think it's been down there?
Is there a reason you prefer not to?
You didn't hear what I heard. If you want to, by all means. I'll be in the back.
Hey, Walks, do you have an idea how long it's been down there?
I have no idea.
See, and that right there tells us we don't have to deal with it right now. Because whatever it is, we probably need to be more prepared, because whatever sealed it down there has kept it there.
For the best part of 10,000 years, yes.
Yeah, and kept it there for a reason.
Yeah, something that can, magic that can hold up for 10,000 years used on something held that, I don't want to see that thing for 10,000 years.
The question is whether or not the magic was containing it, or... Because the spell guards and wards can't normally be made permanent. They might have imbued an item with it, and they had enough raw magical essence to do stuff like that, so that it's not out of the question, but it's certainly not
okay.
A conventional effect.
I guess a better perspective for this is, could you do that?
In theory, I need to work it out.
So no. I mean, if anyone here can do what's holding that thing back, then we might be okay trying to go down there. But if nobody here can do that, then whatever's holding that back is more powerful than us, and that sets things in perspective. Yeah?
You're not wrong. But
I don't understand magic, but I understand the balance of the scales.
I mean, if you go by that train of thought, then if whatever put that in place is more powerful than us, then whatever's down there is less powerful than it.
Yes, but bear in mind that the dam was powered by, what was it, Balor's?
Yes.
We're dealing with ancient Thessalonian ruins. Don't make assumptions. My concern is more, is not so much the magic of how that thing came there. The spell that we identified from Walsh's description is a warding spell, but it's one that would normally be cast. My concern is there might actually be a caster still down there capable of casting it who doesn't want to be disturbed. If that's the case, we probably don't want to disturb them anyway.
I feel like the evidence of digging towards the top puts paid to that theory.
Yes, I think it's had 10,000 years.
All I was thinking is that until we understand what's keeping it down there and can comprehend fully what's going on, going down there and walking into two unknowns is not in our favor. Not to mention the 50 feet of rock.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I think going down there is a terrible idea.
But could we figure out where it would break through at the top, maybe? If it broke through.
Vox, you were the one that's still digging. Any idea about where it would come out?
I didn't see anything digging. I saw evidence of digging. But I would imagine it's trying to come back up through the stairs.
And that was the direction it appeared to be digging in. Or that there was evidence that someone had tried digging in.
Seemed to be.
Okay.
I mean, it makes sense. It's probably the loosest rubble around here.
Hmm. Maybe.
Of all places to dig, that would make kind of sense.
Might also imply that whatever's digging knows where the stairs are. Not sure if that's a good thing or not.
Well, it's been 10,000 years. I think it's okay for now. We can give it a couple days. Can we get out of here?
I also wonder what it is.
I have no objections about leaving right now, so.
Yeah, me neither.
Hearing that, Morana is already starting back up the hallway.
Aye, aye.
Right behind her.
Doesn't seem like they disturbed anything else down here, which is what I was mostly concerned about. And if this was what the giants were after, it's not ready. It's not like they could just, you know, knock down a wall and free something. It's still... Yeah, so, no. This appears to be a different problem.
It might have been what they wanted the dragon for.
Yeah,
maybe the dragon had access to some kind of magic or key or something.
Why would you bring a fire dragon?
I don't know. Any kind of dragon sounds pretty fucking effective on a siege.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that we had an Uruk.
I was going to say that one wasn't.
I was just lucky.
Hmm.
Yeah, says the survivor of every deathmatch.
I just hope I won't run out of luck.
That's when you just make your own.
Yeah.
Not sure how to. Do you use a potion?
When the time comes, you'll know how. Trust me.
Yes, so I know. You guys that know magic, that thing that tries to claw his way out, how long do you think it will take him?
Morana looks at Yurik, shrugs.
Yeah, I don't think we can answer that one.
The other side of it is that thing's had 10,000 years. If there wasn't some other factor, it would have reached the surface long before. We just don't know what that other factor is.
Yeah, but it has also had 10,000 years to fester and mature, or whatever you call it.
Or degrade?
Yeah, I hope so. But it could be like wine.
Wine will turn to vinegar if you leave it long enough. But we have no way of knowing. We are just speculating, and it doesn't feel like it's like speculation's going to lead to anything more than random theories and wild guesses. Doesn't feel like the kind of speculation that would actually lead to us finding the right answers. I mean, we can ask the right questions tomorrow if we really want to.
All right, so should we go back to the tavern and get something to eat and just cool off?
Well, I think we need to get all the people in town back to in town.
I think other people had that in hand, but...
Well, they've already been told that the attack is over.
If people want to check on them for peace of mind, it wouldn't hurt. But, yeah, let's go.
So you return to the surface from the catacombs. What is it that you are doing now?
Take a deep breath.
Tavern time.
Bath time. Bed time.
Might still be a little early for that, but...
You think?
Well, I'm heading to the Rusty Dragon to see if it's actually possible to get something to eat and just cool off, really.
On board with that.
All right.
Or maybe we should restock if something comes back.
The attack's done, as far as we can tell. And now there are the troops here, ready and able to defend if called on. We can afford to take the time if we want to.
Yes, that's what I'd like to hear.
Well, I am getting a bit pickish.
I could agree with that idea.
There are things I want to do, I just don't have the right spells for it today.
Well, then we wait for tomorrow.
What a fucking crazy couple days it's been with you, crew.
You get used to it eventually.
Do you? Really?
You don't want to know what we've been through.
It might be nice to have, you know, kind of a, what's the word? A precursor.
This has been the precursor. Enjoy.
That could have been worse.
Wait, there's more to come?
Yeah, you've got a whole long story to tell us. You mentioned while we were down in that hole.
Let's see. It's been... Mirana looks at Finwarren and Marcus. How long now?
Since what? This all started?
Out of character, I don't really know. Yeah, I don't really know the timeline here.
It's been less than 3 months.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Like 2.5, almost 3, but still less than 3.
No, this is the first time I've been home in about 3 months.
Well, aside from Loyal.
Yes.
But yeah.
The first time I've been home that I haven't immediately had to leave again.
Because, I mean, I think, less than a week, we're going to go find someone. But we ended up all that other issues that occurred immediately upon that, and we did, like, the first thing we did was find the person that we were looking for when you talked to us originally, and then all this other shit happened right after. Like, there was no room to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it always is with you lot?
Yeah, welcome to the group, Barmy.
Mm-hmm. Give or take, yes.
I might need to stock up more ale next time.
Not always.
I was clearly not prepared.
Oh, 85%.
Yep, that's about the amount of alcohol I need.
You could also learn magic tricks so you can fly, so you don't end up under a pile of giants.
I don't know. If you're flying, it doesn't matter. If a giant falls on you, it's still going to hurt.
If you're flying, you can be above the giant, though.
If you're flying and the giant falls on you, the giant has other problems.
Exactly.
So do you, flying giants. Like we dealt with.
Even if the giant's flying, it's not the flying you worry about, it's when they land.
Or it's when they throw rocks as well.
No, I honestly think I'm more comfortable with them on the ground.
Well, again, then the issue is when the rocks land.
Yeah, true.
Well, hopefully we've dealt with our last bit of giant problems.
Not really.
It's adorable.
Well, I mean, we took out what seemed to be like this area's leader, stopped his assault, shut that shit down. Like,
we took out the leader of the assault. We don't know why he attacked in the first place.
Well, the leader of the assault was sent by the guy we took out before him.
No.
You guys said something about always doing everything backwards.
No, that's not true.
No. The guy we fought at the top of Hook Mountain, the flying giant, was working for someone who sent him a missive saying that another entity, presumably the leader of the giants, had found what he wanted in Sandpoint. We don't know what they wanted.
Do we know if that's the same person?
The leader of the ogres at Hook Mountain and the leader of the giants here, that attacked here, presumably work for the same person. Because...
Alright. So, we take a rest, relax. You do your wibbly-wobbly magics that finds out who this person was that's in charge. And we cut the snake off at the fucking head, right?
Maybe. Depends what it is they're looking for and why.
In an ideal scenario, that's how it would go. They tend to not be ideal.
But it also seems like that person would know what they were looking for here, because they were the one looking for it, right?
You would hope? Yes.
If you go in without expectations, there's less opportunity for you to be disappointed.
Or wrong.
That too. But that leads to disappointment, so technically I just got down the path faster.
Well, I never really am disappointed with myself. I only disappoint others. So, I think I agree with your line of thinking.
Really? You disappoint others?
And that's why I have no expectations.
I'll leave you all to figure this next part out, but I need to go recenter myself. I'll be back.
You okay, Walks?
He went 50 feet lower than us.
Kind of waves his hand and keeps walking away.
He doesn't look very well.
I'm sure it's just the stress of the day. I need a glass of wine. I will see you later. And Morana leaves for the Red Dragon.
Oh, it seems like we're all going to the Red Dragon because we need drinks.
I'm going too, yeah.
You don't think we need to keep an eye out for a walk with birds?
He'll be fine on his own.
I mean, to be fair, he was kind of on his own most of the siege, and he came out of that all right when he could have been gobbled up by a dragon, so...
He can change into elementals, dinosaurs, etc. He'll be fine.
He did say recenter. That's usually a solo activity.
Unlike drinking.
I trust you worse then.
Well, I mean, he went off by himself down in the cave place thing and came back all right. I think he's safer up here than down there.
Yes. Yeah, I'm just glad that they didn't reactivate anything in the ruins.
As you arrive outside the Rusty Dragon, you see it's closed, and there's a number of guards surrounding one of the giants that was bound up in the weeds and all that you guys had used. It appears to be alive.
Look at that!
Defeated by noisy little humans. Never thought this would happen to the pro plateau people. Well,
yeah, imagine being defeated by a halfling.
Ha! She got you there.
My lord is mighty. He will certainly kill you all. Run rough over your tiny homes with the army he is called. Fortunate few will become his slaves. You beat us today, but you will not beat us when we are 100 or 1,000 of plateau people marching together. Lord Machmurian will make it happen.
Mahmurian?
Tarak Tinkas was the leader of our scouting party. Convinced us that you'd be easy pickings. We don't get rich. He obviously underestimated you, and he paid for his mistake. I have no interest in paying for that mistake as well. Grant me safe passage out of your lands, and I'll tell you everything you wish to know.
Should we?
It's a very interesting offer.
Really? Like, what the fuck could this guy know? I mean, he just told us the guy's name. Like, what else do we need?
Where they came from? Why they were here?
I thought my sense motive was higher.
Barmy and Finwarren, both of you believe that he's telling the truth. Mirana, was that also a sense motive?
Yes.
Okay. You also don't have any cause to believe he is lying to you at the moment.
Yeah. And Marcus is going to quietly cast a spell, and I think that calls for a will save from him. I'm casting Detect Thoughts.
Well, if y'all do decide to get info out of him, make some kind of deal, whatever, I'm going to go find some ale and things for us to drink while you do that. But if you need somebody to translate giant or just straight up, you know, actually interrogate him, let me know. I'll be right back. Now Barmy's going to start wandering around town looking for alcohol. Knowing that the other brewery got smashed by the giants on the way in.
The Fat Man's Feedbag, the Hagfish, or the White Deer all were unaffected. So they'll all be open. The Rusty Dragon just happened to be on the street where the fiercest battle and the most buildings were damaged and destroyed. It itself didn't suffer much damage because it was far enough in from the river, but it's right like at the border of the buildings that did get flattened. It does have some damage done to it, just not much. So instead of opening the bar, Amico is out helping clean up the street and deal with that.
Okay.
Will save, you said, yes?
Yes, please.
That is a nat 20.
Yeah, he makes that save. Yeah.
Would it be a knowledge local for that name he mentioned? Mahmurius?
Yes, knowledge local. Mahmurian is definitely a giant name, but you've never heard of them before.
Oh, that's not a name I'm familiar with.
Maybe, you know the place with all the books? Maybe they know.
Maybe, but we have this giant here who can tell us more of his own accord.
Yes, tell us more of this Mahmurian.
I've already told you, he's our lord and leader. Promised us glory, riches, but though our raid on your town didn't go well, that's because Tarank Tinkas was a fool. When Lord Mahmurian marches down from the Strovo Plateau, he will take from you everything.
But why would he want to do that? What do we have that the Strovo doesn't? These are the Lowlands.
I cannot say. Tarank Tinkas mentioned having special mission from Lord Mahmurian, but didn't tell me what it was. Didn't tell any of us. My people's elders have ways of prying secrets from the stones. Perhaps the stones know something Lord Mahmurian needs to learn.
Quick out of character. You did say when they were still attacking, they specified they were looking for merchants, correct?
Yep.
If you came here in part for slaves, why the focus on merchants? They wouldn't be particularly useful in mines or farms or anything like that. It seems unusual. It seems you would probably go for workers if you were looking for that. So, do tell.
Food.
Wait, what?
They're softer. Less chewy.
Did you just say food?
Finn, you get the sense that he's holding something back. Marcus, you definitely can tell that while that might be true, stone giants aren't the type to eat people. Hill giants... sure, ogres, sure. It's not really something stone giants do.
Do I want to know what stone giants eat?
I don't know, do you?
I wouldn't be entirely unsurprised to learn rock, but...
You totally believe that stone giants eat people, Eric. What he just said, you're taken aback by it, but you believe him.
I'm just squinting at the giant while listening to him.
That would be unusual for your kind of... Stone giants aren't known for causing trouble, aren't known for raiding for slaves, for settlements. What aren't you saying?
You ask question. I give answer.
You give an incomplete answer.
Can only give what I know.
Yeah, but you're not saying the truth.
He doesn't?
No, I don't fully trust what he's saying.
Stone giants don't normally eat people.
Oh, so he was lying?
Give me a sense motive.
Have I made it back from my brew foraging?
Sure.
All of us?
Yeah.
Okay.
All of you see a slight smile on his stony features. It's hard to read, but you make it out. He's actually happy that you caught him in the lie. But he remains silent. He obviously has no more info to give you on this topic, so he just remains silent instead of continuing to lie.
If you don't know something, you might find it better to say that you don't know. If you want us to trust you enough to be willing to let you go, lying is not a good way to go.
So is the information he had not as useful as he claimed?
Some has been.
We have a name we didn't have before.
Well, what did he say they came here for? Was it just the slaves like we thought?
No, that was a specific question Marana asked. Why merchants?
Oh, right. It was just me that thought they were coming for slaves. Got it.
Yeah, he tried to claim that they eat them.
You will be slaves when Machmurian comes. Those of you that survive.
Yeah, that worked out great for you last time anyway.
Yeah, you know what? I'm often a tit-for-tat kind of person. Why don't we make him help clean up some of the mess he fucking made here?
No, eh? No, not yet.
So you're saying there's a chance. Okay.
What do you think of your lord?
I have only heard him speak from afar. And have only heard from others the power of his magics. He is the rarest of us. A child of the stones who has mastered the magic of the ancient lords. They say he can turn the living into immobile stones and can turn his own flesh into granite armor. If I've even heard he can cause the very stones of the world to quicken and pull those who stand atop them into their tomb below the earth. I'm sure he can do much, much more than this.
Are you afraid of him?
Oh, he is our leader.
And you believe all this about him without having seen it yourself?
You will bring us glory and riches and ruling over our old lands.
It doesn't sound like anyone else to anyone else here that he's basically doing the same description that every person who cheers for some rebel upstart lord says, like in the humans. Like, I'm not hearing a difference.
I'm hearing a zealot, basically.
Maybe not. If this was an aspiration of your people, why haven't you done something about it before now?
We did not have sufficient leadership. Our elders are wise and strong. But Machmurian, I believe to be a returned ancient lord birthed from the stones to return to us our ancient lands. Machmurian, risen from the past to rebuild his empire.
Well, I don't know if it's a giant, but it just sounds like somebody is pulling these people's strings, and they're just getting dragged along like the silly sock puppets they are.
Morana's eyes briefly cut to Marcus. That's interesting.
Isn't it? Yes.
Do you know where Machmurian comes from?
Machmurian has claimed a place taboo to my people. The Valley of the Black Tower in the Iron Peaks. He calls his fortress Jorgenfist, after the name of the fortress that guards the entrance to the afterlife. Our elders found the name blasphemous, but Machmurian is powerful enough to not fear blasphemy.
Right.
He returns to the others. Do you guys know what that is?
Morana reaches into one of her pouches and pulls out one of the Sahedron medallions.
A sign of the ancient lords.
Morana doesn't say anything and puts it back in the pouch.
Huh.
Well,
that was faster confirmation than I was expecting.
Where did you get that? Have you been graced as well?
I wouldn't call it grace, but we've had encounters.
Our elders tell us the ancient lords are gone, but once ruled over our ancestors, enslaved them, forced them to build the monuments that grace Veresia still even to this day.
I don't expect you to believe this statement, but everyone that we've taken one of these symbols off of has been misled in one way or another. I suspect you're being led to your death in the same way.
You doubt Machmurian? You just have not witnessed. He is charlatan.
His power is
real.
The ones that we've run into weren't necessarily charlatans. They had the power that they claimed to have. They were just being used in one way or another. Much like you. Shame.
My party's failure will mean little.
That's precisely my point. You were told this would be a glorious excursion and sent to your death.
No, I still live. I am one member of several scouting parties which were sent out, my band being defeated
does not prevent the others from scouting these lowlands, gathering intelligence, and returning to him so that he may prepare for his coming assault. His fury will come soon, perhaps even by month's end.
Morana looks at Barmy. Yeah, what you were saying about zealots, yeah, I hear it now.
Gathering intelligence on what? What are they looking for? What were you looking for?
Our ancient homelands. Our structures. Our heritage.
Definitely sense motive for that.
You don't sense any lies.
He's more concerned about whether or not he might be holding something back.
You're getting the idea that he definitely was not told everything. He's just a foot soldier. He's already admitted that there was a mission that Tetran Tenkis was on that his group wasn't told anything about. That was supposedly personally given to Tetran Tenkis by Machimurian. So there's definitely more to the story, but this individual is not aware of it.
Yeah.
Here's the gist of what I'm picking up is that this person, you could be a person because you're just as dumb as one. He's been doing all this stuff in his blind faith and all that. Letting him go is dumb. He's not going to change his ways. He's going to regroup. He's going to find the other parties. And he's going to get himself in the same boat again. We're just going to end up killing him then. So, skip to the end of the story, mate.
No. I will not return to Machimurian.
No, you won't.
I have failed him. He does not need me any longer. He has at least 7 tribes under his command, with each tribe numbering in the dozens. The number of lesserkin conscripted, ogres, hill giants, ettins, trolls. These are not insignificant in number either, though I don't know the exact counts. He also enjoys the support of several lamias, degenerate followers of the Mother of Monsters.
From what you're saying, it doesn't sound like he needed you to begin with, let alone now.
We were scouting parties. Expendable.
Cannon fodder.
We knew the risks.
If you would not return to him, where would you go?
I will go out and survive on my own in the wilds, wait for his coming to claim the lands.
See, told you, he would go back to him. Like, duh. It would just take longer than I expected, that's all. The dumb dog always finds its way home. I clearly need more alcohol for that to make sense. One moment. And he will offer to pass some of what he brought back with him around. Because other people came here for drinks, and by God, we need them.
Yeah, I could use one right now.
Fen, no.
And don't worry, it's not water.
Just, once or twice.
If Terry were here, you'd be getting a death stare right now.
I know.
So, who's this Terry again? Is that one of the people that left Joel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she would slap that mug right from under my face.
So what's your problem with alcohol?
He likes it too much.
Apparently I can't handle it.
Well, that's a lot of people's problem with it, but... like, what's the real issue?
When it becomes a solution to every problem.
Oh, it's never the solution. it's like putting salt on the ham before you put it in the cabinet. It doesn't cook the ham for you. It just waits. Alcohol's never the solution. It's the pause.
Yeah, and the last time you tried to flirt with a knight, so...
Well, okay, I am not letting someone who has no idea what flirting is tell me I was flirting with a hell knight, okay?
And you failed in flirting with him.
Well, hey, no, that's not what happened!
Looked like it from where I was sitting. But anyway... So we have a name, we have a base location. I don't see what else we're going to get here.
It sort of feels like we've forgotten to ask him a question. But what exact question it is?
I can think of any number of questions, but...
You, Giant, whatever your name is, are there more troops coming here? On the other hand, why wouldn't he lie about that?
I think what you are trying to ask is, are there more troops coming here now?
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of. As you are aware, Finn and Eric, he mentioned he is part of a scouting party. There were several scouting parties sent out into the lowlands of Eresia from the Struggle Plateau. He mentioned that the raid could happen as early as the end of the month, but he really has no information or reason to believe that anyone else would come to this specific area. Each scouting group had their own areas to scout or whatnot, so there would be little point for a follow-up group.
So what is your leader going to think when no one's going to report back about what happened here?
Or when you just limp back?
I don't know. Maybe someone will return. Report of our failure. Maybe no one returns and our failure is surmised.
So where did you find the dragon? Where did he come from?
Longtooth. Sent Longtooth with us. If any scouting party should not have failed, it would be ours, one would assume. We underestimated you greatly.
Yeah, you sure did.
Especially the dragon.
Many have underestimated us. You luckily have lived to recognize that.
I've had enough of this. I'm gonna go over to Fat Man's feedback and get some meat.
Okay.
Should we just leave him there?
Hell no!
No.
The real question is, where are we gonna leave him? What do you think? Tied under the bridge? Yeah.
Tommy.
You agreed to free me. For my information.
I never heard anybody say that. Did we actually agree to that? Was that the comment that was made?
Implicitly.
I mean, that's fair. You had to say that loud. Now we might actually understand that.
If you return to this town, you will not leave alive again.
Can we just put it at any town? If he goes to any town, that's it. You done?
We can't be in every town, unfortunately. I only speak for my home. Let me be more clear. If I see you in my home again, I will destroy you myself.
Once I would have laughed at a threat from such a tiny person.
Let me ask you this. Did you see your dragon and what happened to it?
I think he was actually inferring that he is, in fact, scared of you.
What the tiniest one said.
Good.
Sometimes you gotta be lower to ground to hear the giant shit the pants.
Rana looks over the guards and gives them a nod. Now leave. Before I change my mind. And let me just check. Yes, that is a 16. That's an intimidate just to drive the point home.
Yep. The giant is shaken. And after a minute or so of cutting all the bindings that he's in from the plants and whatnot, he will limp away as quickly as possible.
I was going to say, before he walks away, we're going to have to make sure he doesn't have any articles on him that may be pertinent information that he just didn't say out loud.
You can see he's limping away with nothing, not even a great club.
He got searched.
He had nothing else.
He literally has the clothes on his back.
That's why I was rolling perception. I was just kind of like watching him as he walked away to make sure. Is he hiding something? No? Okay, good.
So what's next?
Hey, now that he's wandered off, Eric, you're pretty good at tracking, right?
At what?
Tracking, you know. We might want to make sure he actually gets the fuck out and maybe see if he heads in a particular direction towards his actual allies. I mean, he seemed pretty devout in his belief of the sock puppet muck guy.
He also seemed fairly sincere in his desire not to go back.
Yeah, it is a bit of a conundrum.
Don't think tracking him's going to help. Maybe tracking back where the dragon came from.
But dragons fly. That's pretty hard to track, isn't it?
Not with the right magic.
Maybe we could ask Osprey?
Is he still about?
I'm not sure we could afford Osprey's services for that. I mean, if he's willing, by all means. I was thinking walks, but he's busy. I could do it myself, but I'd be slower.
It was just a thought. One, making sure he actually followed through with what he said. Two, he didn't actually go back towards clearly all the stone giant enemies. It was just a thought.
If you want to be sure, I'll scry on him in a few days and make sure.
I mean, we're probably going to scry this Muckmarius guy first, right?
No. Not directly, at least.
Okay. I'm sure you'll explain that reasoning later. Alright. That's your magic. It doesn't make sense to me.
Given what was described, he's probably strong enough will that he could resist the scrying. And that would alert him. At best, if we're lucky, it's maybe a 50-50 that he might.
I mean, I think he's going to be alerted when the dragon doesn't come back.
Alerted to a raiding party failing is very different from being alerted somebody knows enough about you to be able to actually be scrying you right now.
That makes sense, now that you've explained the magic of the ways it does things. Wasn't aware. Okay, I mean, being able to know that people are looking at you, and that's a big deal.
And depending on how powerful they are at that point, there is the possibility they could turn it around.
Mm-hmm. At the very least, it gives him warning that we are looking.
I mean, at minimum, we can imagine he's stronger than the other flying stone giant we dealt with, so I could see it.
Oh, yes, definitely. Judging by the description of those spells. But if... No.
Oh, fuck it. I think Finn had the right idea. Let's go get something to eat. I can't do all this magic thinking on an empty stomach.
Maybe we should check out how Walks with Birds is doing.
Do you know where he went?
No.
Then I would say maybe trust him to handle his own business.
Well, let's just hope that he doesn't run into that giant that we let loose. It's going to be bad for the giant.
Sure, if the giant's stupid enough to start something. But yeah, let's grab food.
So we'll resume after you've gone and ate. It is up to you on whether or not you want to be resuming and having a discussion at the table while finishing, or leaving the venue entirely. Also, your decision on where you went. Finn headed off first to the fat man's feedback, but the rest of you could have gone anywhere. Now that I think about it.
Honestly, we'd have probably gone looking for Fenn, so.
Alright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go with the group.
There's more opportunity for entertainment at mealtime.
I mean, that's true.
Well, it's not a breakfast conversation, but.
Okay. So. We are returning after you finished eating at the Fat Man's Feedback. Everyone is here. Walks with the Birds has met up with you at this point as well.
He'll just come in and sit down. Start picking at whatever scraps someone didn't eat.
Hey, Walks, you feeling better?
Much. You can see some new artwork on his skin, drawn on with reddish kind of mud.
Hmm. So, what's that for?
What?
Oh, the tattoo? I don't really know what that means, so if you want to explain.
Oh. Shwanti totems. They help reconnect me to the spirits of my people.
Ah.
Spirits of nature.
Okay. And that's a new one because of this battle, or?
Eh, it's just drawn on with mud. It'll wash off.
Ah. Well, we weren't sure if you were not feeling right or something, but you look all right now.
Yeah. What I found in that basement unsettled me. But I am indeed much better. How are you guys?
We ran into a stone giant.
You get kind of a stern look on his face. And?
Well, we were questioning him about, you know, the attack and just what was the purpose of the whole thing. Right up there by the rusty dragon. Guards there and everything.
We managed to get some information. A name of their leader. An approximate location.
Good, good. So when do we set out?
Fenn looks around and just... Maybe tomorrow or something? I don't know.
I believe Marcus has some things he wants to try first to get more information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I need some sleep.
I also want to commission some items made. We didn't exactly have much opportunity when we were in Magnamar. But that's less urgent.
And with the lightened of information we got, we probably need to send word to other places. They should also expect incursions from the plateau.
Yeah. But where? Where do we warn?
Wherever the information will spread the fastest. To other places.
No, we don't know which way the other scouting parties went.
And that one wouldn't have had that information. They were only given the orders for where they were to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tactical decision. You never tell different groups where other groups are going in case of a situation like this.
But if we at least, you know, put the word out there to some of the bigger places to be on the lookout for scouting parties in areas around them.
Oh, yeah, maybe. But, I mean, we heard tales of giants that were attacking farmsteads and the like. So...
And even if we were to put the word out to larger areas, by the time it trickled down to things like individual farmsteads, it would be too late.
And have to deal with bureaucratic crap in the same time frame.
You'd be surprised how often things like that go hand in hand.
I think I'd like to stay in the mind where I could be surprised and just not know.
For instance, when you're trying to take down a cult of murderers and have to deal with the Lord Mayor of the city and the heads of churches.
Or the sheriff of this city.
And the leader of the guard force, who is also a member of the murder group.
Well, I mean, if you're trying to find out why somebody's not been caught, don't you always look at the person who should be catching them first?
It's not always that simple. So, eventually you'll understand.
Nah, I think I'll leave the understanding to you. I'll keep my mind on the simple track.
And what do you expect to find in the simple track?
Morana looks like she's about to say something, but then shakes her head and just takes another sip of her wine.
The simple track is me not confusing all the shit you've already got figured out.
Well, you'll be happy to learn that we're pretty much out of things we've figured out. So we're, at this point, almost as in the dark as you are. I'm sure that's reassuring. And she smiles.
Well, at least I won't be the only one feeling stupid.
Again, she looks like she's about to say something. And shakes her head and takes another sip of her wine.
Yuruk leans towards her and says, What do you want to say?
Many things, I assure you, but it's okay.
Please amuse me.
Oh, but Uruk, she's finally choosing the simple track. Let her be peaceful.
Oh, hush, night flirter.
I don't know if I could ever choose a track as simple.
Okay, look, I may fail at flirting with a knight, or if that's what you call it, but, what was that? Where was the place that, you went and what I was getting was beer? Didn't you try and have a bit of a failure to flirt with a certain merchant in this town? What was her name?
I was flirting?
Well, apparently I was, so you have to be.
You're funny. She ruffles his hair.
I mean, she got you there, Barmy.
I'm hungry.
Well, you should probably eat something. Drinking bread won't fix hunger.
But beer is liquid bread. It's good for you.
Opinions on that differ.
Oh, no.
Now, how long have you held that philosophy?
Since I could afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So, a year, maybe?
Oh, kid jokes. What's to eat here? You got roasted chicken or anything of that nature?
You want something that's roasted?
Have you looked in a mirror?
Oh, she's got your number.
No, I leave the mirror to the people who talk to themselves. Now
I don't talk to myself. I talk to the doll.
Says everyone who doesn't have a mirror.
Morana looks around the table. Does anyone else get that joke? Because
No, sorry.
Okay.
Beats me.
That joke landed about as well as you did when you walked into the round room.
Fenn is burying his face in his hands right now. Just laughing.
Well, unlike maybe a few others, at least you were there for that. Or at least the whole conversation that led up to it.
Murano kind of pantomimes, drawing a few lines in the air, but they're all, like, in different areas in front of her. Yeah, no, I don't see the connection.
It just makes more sense that I tend to have more luck surviving mistakes than other people might have.
Huh, really?
So far.
Everyone who's recently been buried under a pile of giants at this table, please raise your hand.
That was not a mistake.
So you intended to take a nap under the world's largest weighted blanket?
Nope. That is not what was supposed to happen. I went there to help stop them from getting through to all of you. I didn't perceive the entire confrontation, but I did what I was intending to do while I was able to do it.
It is hard to perceive things while you're asleep, I'll grant that.
Did they get to you? Legitimate question, I didn't see it happen.
It is hard to see a lot of things while you're asleep, I'll grant that.
Do we have a mirror and an echo?
Well, when you make the same point in different ways, all I can do is repeat the same answer.
That's why I asked you, did they get to you after I was asleep?
The lightning bolts they ran into.
Where's the waiter? where can I get some food?
More food?
Yes, more food.
Yeah.
This is why I simple track, because the answer could have been yes or no. I wasn't around for lightning.
A few moments after saying more food, a plate of fish stew gets plopped down in front of both of you.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, good.
Enjoy. He walks away.
He was perky. Oh, well.
I do apologize. The next time I engage in a battle of wits, I will make sure the opponent is sufficiently armed.
I'm never armed.
You can say that again.
As she smirks and takes another sip of her wine.
Bami, are you doing this deliberately?
What? Marana's laughing and smiling. In the last couple days, haven't seen much of that, have you? That's what I thought.
It's okay, Marcus. He doesn't know yet.
And I don't need to know.
He knows not what he does.
Especially after I'm asleep.
Well, you don't do much after that.
Well, I don't know. You wouldn't tell me.
Well, I'm pretty sure I heard snoring from underneath the ogres.
That's probably true.
Okay. Barmy, I'm just going to point something out. When you went to sleep under the ogres, and then when you woke up again, there was a rather obvious change.
Yeah, they were all dead. But they didn't answer my question. I asked if they got to you.
I was thinking more about the presence of the large wolf. Somewhat stony in appearance.
It wasn't eating me, so I wasn't worried. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't have let me wake up if it was going to do that.
Yes, no, Dalmir wouldn't have eaten you unless I told him to.
Yeah, I like Dalmir.
Even then, he might have objected, but yes. Anyway.
Yeah, let's not feed your dog any beer-based halfling. Thank you.
Marana looks over at Marcus. We could buy him a stepladder.
No.
That'd still go over his head.
No, no, no. Oh. I knew this was coming.
But he'd be closer to the same plane.
Look, if you get me started, the only thing you're going to get from me is low blows. And that can't go over your head.
But a punch to the shin only stings for a minute.
It's long enough. See, here I heard you guys had rough conversations about this is banter. This is fine. What's wrong with this? Being able to sit around and cut chops at each other. What's wrong with that? This is normal. Clearly, you lot have not been around enough halflings. At breakfast or lunch.
I thought we were doing a small talk.
Ah, there it is.
I think I could only handle one.
I'm not even a whole one. I'm just a half one. So, could get another one of me, too.
No, I think we're good.
Well, got a little short fuse.
More food. Meat, please.
Finn smiles and walks and, yeah, more food.
You'll need to lighten up.
There'll be a few.
All right, and what is it?
Boar.
Excellent.
Oh, nice.
May I have a glass of wine, please?
No. Then someone else serves you a glass of wine.
Yeah, people come to this place for the food, not the service.
Out of character, I also think she was talking to the chef and not the waiter.
It was definitely something like that.
Yeah, I think so. It's like, no, I'm not going to give you fucking wine.
Everybody's so grumpy.
I'm hungry.
Well, obviously. I mean, you could lighten up a little bit. I mean, we did do some successful fucking shit today. Pardon my goblin.
Yeah, but he also saw something that we don't even know anything about. Can't even imagine.
Well, look on the positive side. We stopped the raid. You got a fucking dragon.
Anyway, ale.
Drinking?
Ale, beer, booze, yes.
Oh, I already got that handled.
Yeah, Fed looks longingly at the ale. Oh, well, I have to settle for the boar, then. That's fine.
So, plans for tomorrow? Obviously, I have various things I want to get done.
You have some shopping to do?
Maybe.
Okay.
Walks, did you have any plans yourself?
No. Sounds like tomorrow's going to be a fairly low-key day. I could use a day of rest.
Ah, okay. I was just thinking it might be worth... The dragon came from somewhere. That might lead us back to, you know, where other people came from, maybe? Or to other interesting things. I mean, even young dragons tend to have hordes, for example.
While true, flying doesn't exactly leave footprints. So what do you propose?
Magic, obviously. I know I could track the dragon. I wouldn't be especially fast if I'm doing it long term.
Mean, sounds like you have that covered. Am I missing something?
The spell will only work for a while. I might not be fast enough to actually track it all the way before the spell ends.
How long is that?
Because if it came from the Strovel with the giants, it'll only show me the traces for a little more than a week. That might not be enough time to actually, you know, properly track it. I mean, I'll do what I can. If I can't find another way of identifying where we need to go or where it came from. But you can be faster in the air than I can.
Furtive, A overland normal hike to the Strobel Plateau is several days away, right?
It's almost 2 weeks.
Right.
From Sandpoint. On foot. If you're going on horse, it's about a week.
And Marcus, how long are you wanting to do this?
Well, the spell will only last the reveal tracks for a matter of days. And it's then how far we can track it in that time and whether or not we can actually find where it came from.
I mean, a warband of giants trekking through the wilderness is going to leave a fair amount of destruction along their way. That's going to take a while to heal naturally. I don't think we really need...
Slammed down in the middle of the table is a pot roast. Beautifully braised. A pile of silverware in plates. Just dropped beside it. Enjoy.
Would you look at that?
Walks with Birds will stop talking and immediately go to eating.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Fenn will also start eating.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I think we'll be fine. Even without magic.
You're assuming the giants and the dragon came from the same place?
In between bites, kind of halfway spitting food even. And
if they don't, that in itself is interesting.
It kind of feels like you're working with some information that you're not sharing. Got something you want to tell us? Share with the class?
No. I'm just thinking through possibilities.
I mean, anything is possible. What evidence do you have?
Definitive evidence? None. But why would a dragon have set off from the Fortress of the Giants?
Maybe it lived there?
It would presumably set off from the location where it was, you know, lairing or whatever. And maybe there's something there that might reveal more about how it came into alliance with the giants, that kind of thing.
I don't know too much about the ways of dragons, but do know a couple things about giants. Who knows? Maybe they struck a deal.
Yeah.
Look, I'm happy to help, but it kind of sounds like you're reaching.
Maybe.
This roast is really good. Oh my god.
But if they can afford to send a dragon, even a relatively young dragon, on a raiding party, what other resources do they have? Do they have other dragons?
What if they do?
Knowing and being prepared for that?
I mean, they clearly have whole clans of giants on their side. At least one dragon. Ancient enemies are coming back. Enemies of, you know, my people and all of ancient Phyrexia, truth be told. So, it's all kind of up in the air right now, isn't it?
He also mentioned some stones. Do you think he meant the stones in the temple?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good. I was trying to figure out what stones he was talking about and reading them or deciphering them, something like that.
I mean, it could be, but no. Stone giants, their elders have affinity with stone.
Mm-hmm.
They go on quests and return as elders. And those elders can do things. Can know things, can hear the voice of the stone, potentially. Whatever that means. So, no, don't think it literally is those stones, but I could be wrong.
Okay. It was just a train of thought I had, and maybe something about those that they could speak to those stones and give them some type of information. I don't know. Just something that popped up.
Never heard stone talk before?
Me personally, no.
Elementals and the like, sure. Actual stone? No. But I'm not a stone giant, so...
Just say the Earth holds many secrets.
Oh, yeah, I can speak to spirits of stone as well, but... Or indirectly, through proxies and the like, but... I don't think that's quite the same either.
I mean... Didn't you get more answers out of this giant before you put him to justice?
Ah, to justice. All of them.
I'm not sure the giant we spoke to could give us more answers if you wanted to. Maybe, but...
I mean, if you hadn't, let him go...
What? You let him go? And Wolf Bruce just stops eating. So do you need help in your divinations?
Don't think so. Other than the idea of tracking the dragon. But if you have your own spells that I don't have access to that might be useful, by all means. Of course, if you want to be there when I ask questions, I'm not opposed to that.
Okay. When and where?
Tomorrow morning, after I've had a chance to prepare spells.
Okay.
That's all the time we have for now. To learn more about the show, the cast, etc., head over to wayward-expeditions.com.